here's a story from The World.
And finally today, closed borders during the pandemic have taken long-distance relationships to a whole new level. But at last, some sweet relief for some cross-border couples. Here's The World's Bianca Hillier.
Back in March, Luc DeBoer was weeks away from a new life. He quit his nursing job in Nebraska and had a flight booked to join his fiancée in her home country of Norway. That, obviously, didn't happen.
Found out a week later the borders closed, so then I never knew, like, oh, should I go back to work or try to find a different job? But then I'm like, well, if they open up in a month, it'd be pointless. So it was a hard time not knowing what to expect.
Borders have been closed ever since. Luke's moving date passed, and now so has his wedding date.
We were supposed to get married June 27th. We had a really nice, like, mountain wedding in Norway planned out and everything, and kind of a bummer that this happened, but nobody saw it coming.
Norway has fared far better than the U.S. in the face of the coronavirus. They've had less than 5 deaths per 100,000 people. The U.S. has had 41. Luke and his fiancée, Ida, weren't sure when they'd see each other again. Then Luke got the call he'd been waiting for.
Well, I got like a call at like 5 o'clock in the morning over here. And, like, my fiancée called me and she was just bawling. I'm like, oh no, what's wrong? She's like, no, you can finally come.
Luke can finally go to Norway because of a new rule that benefits couples separated by the pandemic. Starting tomorrow, Norway's government will welcome people from outside the EU if they can prove they're in a real romantic relationship with someone in Norway. According to the government, a real relationship is defined by 2 metrics. The couple has to have been together for at least 9 months, and they have to have met in person at least once. Luke says his 5.5-year relationship passes the test.
I can't find the words to say how happy I am to finally see her again.
His happiness was hard won. Couples separated around the world have joined forces under the hashtags Love is Essential and Love is Not Tourism.
Love matters.
Love matters.
From Scotland to Canada, across international borders, love matters.
A few politicians have paid attention. Denmark and Austria now allow cross-border couples to reunite. And in a recent meeting with EU council members, Moritz Korner, a German member of the European Parliament, advocated for the campaign.
We cannot see the pandemic getting in the way of these people's love. Why is there no exception for these couples? Why don't we do something to ensure these couples can see each other and be together again?
Most countries around the world are not yet allowing separated couples to reunite in order to slow the spread of the virus. But Luke and Ida are jumping on the chance. Luke is getting on a flight first thing tomorrow morning and has plans for a courthouse wedding in Norway before travel restrictions loosen and family can join them for a full ceremony. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.
From PRX.